Bruchim Abayim to the fourth and continuing series of Shi'urim on the sources of the Halacha from the Talmud on to the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chulei, etc. I want to now focus on a very, very interesting issue we've been speaking about the last several Shi'urim on when can a person read Kriya Shema in the evening. Now, and we've spoken about the fact that, Rosh Hashanah mentioned this, and the Rabbi Otam, that we speak about this, that in fact it was the custom of many people to read Kriya Shema before the time that's given by the Mishnah, and the time that most Rishonim understand to be the Halacha, namely Tzeisa Kachavim. Now, the Rosh brings a tshuva. The Rosh in Siman Aleph brings a tshuva of Rav Hai Goy. I might have mentioned this, but in any case, we'll look at it inside. V'sholom Rav Hai le'inyan tzibush b'spalam alves v'koyin shema koyin tzis v'chavim. Rav Hai is asking about a tzibur, a congregation, a community, that davens b'alev, right, and reads shema before tzis v'chavim. V'loin mati inish lakvinu. No one can stop them. That's what they do, and no one's going to say, stop them. So here's the question. Is it better to read, if I go and ask the question, is it better to daven with them, and you get tefillah b'tzivah, because there is a heter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to daven HaMishpana Esrei before it saves, and to say Kriya Shema later. So therefore, you gain tefillah b'tzivah, but you lose smichas kula tefillah. Or is it better just not to daven with them at all, and to be settled in tefillah at Tzis Chachavim? That's the question that's asked. And the answer says, Ve'eshimel, Yisrael, Oysen, King. That's what people do. What people do is, in El Yisrael, right, what do? They daven Maggid earlier with a tzibah, and then they say Kriya Shema. V'leich paslo, I'm reading from the Rosh now, v'leich paslo, the mispah gula tefillah's office. And they're not worried about being so gula tefillah. And he says, so we see from this, right? So basically we see from this that saying Kriya Shema at the proper time is more important than a Simcha Gula Tefillah, etc., etc. Okay? And then he asks a question, maybe you should daven first with Shus, then Chayim, etc., etc. Now, if we look at Rav Hai Goy, we're talking, Rav Hai Goy is not suggesting that a person should say Shema and daven Meinav after that. He's not suggesting that. In other words, Rav Hai Goy is saying, should I just daven with the Tzibur before it says, and say Shema afterwards? Or I shouldn't do anything with the tzibur. I should say Shema and Shema Nesri Etzis Chachavim. In other words, if Hai Goy is not saying, say Kriya Shema before it says, to be some call it Fila, and then afterwards say Kriya Shema afterwards. Rav Hai is not giving that option. Which means according to Rav Hai Goy, say Kriya Shema before it says has no meaning. That's what Rav Hai Goy says. Now, when Rav Hai Goy says, "Be'el Yisrael Oisin Kein," what's he speaking about? So, the Pashtus, the simple reading of Hai Goy, seems to suggest that he's speaking about a minig at that time in El Yisrael. In other words, Rav Hai Goy, of course, was sitting in Sura. He was in Bavel. He wasn't in El Yisrael. And he says that the minig in El Yisrael is basically the daven minig of earlier with the tzibur. So you get two limits here, but say Kriya Shema later on. And Rav Hai Goy seems to agree to this. It's been pointed out that, or the question has been raised, I mean, what are the guy at the time of Rav Hai Goy was the guy in Bavel, I mean, the patriarch system, or the yeshivas in El Yisrael were already in decline. We don't see that the Babylonian guy in him of Hai Goyim is, I don't know, the 11th century. We don't see the Babylonian Goyim couldn't care less over what the Goyim were doing in El Yisrael. What do you care? Now, be that as it may, it could be possible to suggest that what Rav Hai Goyim is referring to is not the concurrent minig at his time in El Yisrael, but actually the Rishonim. Because the Rishonim asked the question, as we've seen the Rishonim before, the Rishonim asked the question, in other words, Yerushalmi has a question. In other words, Hakayeh kum lachay lo yatzu dechavasai. Im kain lama kodes ob esakaneset. Om Rav Yosi ein kodes ob esakaneset beshfil tzitz dechavasai. El kadeh lama befilu tach devaytayr. In other words, Yerushalmi says clearly that they read it in shul. He has to be oim with devaytayr. But the Kriya Shema had nothing to do with smichas gul and tefillah. They just read it like, you know, this read it to be oimit betfilah b'divaytayra. But they could have said something else, and that's the Kriya Shema. And it's interesting, the Rishonim says, Tani, before the Rishonim speaks about why they read it, they read it in basically that's earlier betfilah b'divaytayra, actually, that's what Rabbi Yosi says, but the Rishonim begins, Tani, ha'koyi koyim lachem lo yotzei chavasim, perak al-holch aleph. It says, whoever reason for him is lo yotzei chavasim. And then the Brisa says that that's true. Why did they read it on the Kabbalah? Because that's not but the different term. In fact, even Rushami, in other words, Rushami holds the reading Kriya Shema before it's a Chavim, you're not Yotzei at all. Rushami takes a very hard line. And why did they read Kriya Shema for him? You know, to be only because of different term, but not because you're being subject to the filler. In fact, Rushami goes on, and we go on to Rushami. Rab Zira b'shem Rab Yirma says, Sofik Bera, in other words, he says, Sofik Kara, Sofik Loi Kara. What happens if the Sofik, whether you say Kriya Shema or not, the Rishonim Paskin, you should read. You should read or not read. That's the question of the Rishonim. Is the Sofik whether I read or not read? The Rishonim says, HaKarim Chayim Lachem Lo Yosei Chavosai. And the Rishonim says, the Karim Lachem Lav Sofik Ko. In other words, Rishonim understood that even if you read it, Ben HaShemashah, that's why the Mephoshim and the Rishonim. Even if I read it, Ben HaShemashos, which is the sheet, as we saw, of several Tanaim in the Brises, both in the Tesefter, I think it's the sheet of Rabbi Meir in the Tesefter, and the sheet is of several Brises at the Bali brought in Mesa Mabes. In other words, Rishonim says, that's called a Safek, and you're not Yotzei, you have to read it again. So, we see clearly that the Rishonim took a very, very hard line that when a person reads Kriya Shema, even Ben HaShemashos, but certainly before that, there was absolutely no value to that Kriya Shema whatsoever. So I'm wondering, the Lashon is not mashma or something like that. I'm wondering, well, if Haim Goyin says the Minhag El Yisrael was to daven and say Kriya Shema, understanding right, it could possibly be that if Haim Goyin is referring maybe to the Yerushalmi, right? Which understood that there was no inyan to read Kriya Shema early, certainly before the Shkia, because Baklal you're not Yotzei, right? And they were davened with the Tzibor, just because it's Tefillah B'Tzibor, and then it was they read Kriya Shema to be Yotzei. But otherwise, there was, in the Kodesh Shalmei, there was no Kriya Shema value, either mitzad the Kriya Shema itself, or mitzad the Tzibizkul Tefillah, of saying Kriya Shema before Maya was davened earlier. That's what the Rishonim seems to be saying. And it might be that Haim Goyin is referring to this. Now, the reason I'm saying this is it's clearly that according to the Rishonim, we definitively do not paskin like any of the Tanayim that the Bavli brings in Beis Amid Beis. And therefore the Rishonim certainly would argue completely on the Reed and certainly on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tanya's not even going to have a meaning, Rishonim we must contend. Now, why am I saying this? Because later on, in the Rabbeinu Yehuda, in the very beginning of Brachas, says, right, that if the Sibra davens earlier, right, so he says, the Ben Yehuda says in the shul you should read Kriya Shema with the brachas. Rispalim, right? But right, but he says v'lo yichab l'tzei deicham it's Kriya Shema ela la'moy b'tfilah b'tefilah 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 v'yotzei dei kriyas ha'brachas and yotzei dei the brachas v'yachaka kishiyem b'esa kinesis koyim shiyochal ach yitzias ha'chavim yikor tzom yitzkal tzei dei choyver. And after that, when you come home, you should read a Kriya Shema and have a Kavanah to be Yosei Dechavasai. V'yikwa Yisrael Kula, B'moyah B'Kavanah Salev, and you should read B'moyah B'Kavanah Salev, right, etc., etc. Okay? Now, That's what Ben Yehuda says. But Ben Yehuda says that if the tzibur is, in other words, is really krishma, you say krishma together with the brachas. Krishma together with the brachas. And after that, you should read krishma, right? Afterwards, you should read krishma to be yotzi a day to do krishma. Okay? That's what Ben Yehuda says. And the Ben Yehuda says, is that, the Ben Yehuda asked the question, how can you make the brachas? Right? And the Ben Yehuda says, because, frankly, it brings us to Shutar Ashba, I mean, to finish the Rashi, right? In other words, the Ben Yehuda says that, right? For Yesh the Moshe, Abishar, Lala Mamish, Meish, Lutzul Chav, Avilach, Kemen, Shashoka, Chama, Havilayla, Le'inyan, Tfilah, Sha'avas. Right? In other words, a Danish Shal Ben Yehuda has a question. Kevin Shinos Man Krishma B'Shah Shekoyinos of Beis HaKnesses. Since it's not the time Krishma when you're reading, how can you read the Brachos if it's not nighttime? Okay. So he says since the Shakachama it's Laila Gavit Tfila, so you can say Laila the Krias of Brachos, and you can say Good Orbit Mechayshech. Right, the Chayshuv Ne'or, since the sunset. Okay, that's what the Ben Yehuda says. Okay, and then he goes on and says, okay, that's what he says. I want to, the Mechabel in the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, like, so we have the following thing. Let me summarize what we're saying. Well, the Ben Yehuda adds and says, I should say Krishma together with the Brachas in the Shul. Okay? That's what he says. And then afterwards, I say Krishma with the Brachas. And after that, I say Krishma once again. To be Yetzir Dechavasa. In other words, to fill the Dino Kriyashma later on when after says Chavim. Okay? And he asks a question, why I make the brachas, etc., etc. Right? Now, the Mechabel, the question is, the Beni Yaina is saying something which is different than Rav HaGoyim. Something completely different. And what's interesting is in the Beis Yosef brings actually he asked the question, he brings I think from he asked from the Ben Yonah and he asked the question how can you make the brachas? Okay, so he brings a Rashba. Ben Yonah brings a Rashba. Shuta Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings this. Out about the broth krishma and the brachas called krishma mamish. In other words, the broth krishma aren't really brachas of the krishma itself, right? So, right, v'harai, you can say brachas of krishma even in the morning, even after the third hour. So, in other words, you can read say the brachas of krishma even though you're not yet say the krishma itself. Okay. And the mechabel and the b'shei the passes like there's a many in the last right. This is the Siman Reish Lamed Hey, the Beis Yosef. Okay? Now, what's interesting is that Rabbeinu Yehuda sounds a lot different than Rav HaGoyim. By Rav HaGoyim, I don't think Rav HaGoyim is clear, you're not saying Krishma with brachas. You're just stopping with the tzibur. Because if you're saying Krishma with brachas, you're making something called the tefillah. You have Emes Lamona. You're being something Gulat Fila.
Unless Smichas Gulat Fila is Tali and being Mekayim.
Whatever it is. But I'm saying is, if Hai Goyim, it's clear that if the Tzibor davened earlier, right, there was no way of being something Gulat Fila. But rather, you daven with the Tzibor to be Yitzhak, to fulfill the din of Tfila but Tzibor, you say Krishma afterwards. Or you say Krishma and Tfila, something Tfila after Tzibor of it. If Hai Goyim, and Rav HaGoyim is mashma that the Krishma serves no purpose whatsoever. He doesn't even say La Mei B'Tfilah Mutak Nefei Tei. He doesn't even say it. The Rishami says that. In other words, it's clear that the Krishma doesn't serve any purpose before that. Now, but in the Ben the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, you should say Kriyat Rabbeinu Yonah. It's clearly argument of Haigoyim. The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, you should say Kriyat Shema, you should say Brachos, and you should say Tefillah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's clear that you can make the Brachos, either for the Rabbeinu Yonah or based on the Hashba, right? And then what? And then, you're Semekul the Tefillah, which means you're Makayim Tefillah Betzibah, you're Semekul the Tefillah, but just to be Yaiti Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, right? You say that later on. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Now, in the Machabel, the Machabel says, in Reish Lamed Hei, first of all, the sheet of the Rif, as we saw, was that you had to say Kriyat Shema Tzitzchak Chovim, and that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph, I think on Yalach Yud Aleph, Mitzvasa, Rav Mitzitzchak Chovim. In Hechos Kriyat Shema, Perak Aleph. Now, so the Machabel, Beis Yosef, Paschal Shechon Aleph, Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla, Mishas Sis Shoshak Chofet, Ketanim. Okay? V'im Kara Koyim Lachain, if you read before that, Chayzim Koyim Eisa, you should read it again, B'loi Brachos, without Brachos. Okay? V'im Atzibor Magdim L'Kloiz Kriyat Shema B'Joyim, if the Tzibor reads Kriyat Shema B'Joyim, Yikra Imayim Kriyat Shema B'Chosera, you should read Kriyat Shema with the Brachos, V'yispalal Imayim, and you should daven with them. U'kishyagia Zman Kriyat Shema B'loi Brachos. And then, when the time comes, it says, you should read Shema without the Brachos. Okay? That's in other words, so like this. So what is the Mechaber? The Mechaber first will paskins, like the Rambam and the Rif, and not like the Re, or the Rabbi Natan, that Kriyat Shema you have to say from Tzitzchak Chovim. I mean, the Rabbi Riffin also agreed that you're Yetzi too, but he doesn't leave an option for reading Rabbi Natan. And then the Mechaber paskins like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah meaning that what? If the Tzibur is reading Kriyat Shema and davening earlier, you should say Kriyat Shema and say Brachos with the Tzibur. Right? And you should say daven with them. And then afterwards you should say Kriyat Shema. So in other words, the Mechaber is paskening clearly like Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, the Mechaber is not bringing the chut of high going which the Rosh brought.
And the Torah brings that too.
Now, it's interesting that the Rabbeinu Yonah said, and the Taz points this out, the Rabbeinu Yonah said that, the Rabbeinu Yonah said that, and this is pointed out, in other words, this din, that she recreates from the Tzibur, so the Be'er HaGoyla points out that the source is the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachot, so the Rabbeinu Yonah too. And also the Taz calls the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, the Taz brings here the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, now. What's interesting is, it's interesting. That first of all, the Taz points out that the Beis Yosef is not going to get any opinion. First of all, is that God like Rashi? Because first of all, he says, I'm reading for the Taz and Sif Cotton Days. Ulafia Nira, the Arabi Shulchan Aruch Chazaboy Mikola Drochem in his column, the Beis Yosef. But the Machab is a new Shita, which has nothing to do with anything they brought in the Beis Yosef. Ubachal Derav Zush, the Beis Akadosh Yikor, the Kabbalah Tzais. In other words, first of all, the Ben Yenis said that when a person reads Kriyat Shema in the Shul, the Ben Yenis says, Yishmachav and Yisham Nimor, not to be Yotzei. Mechaber left that out. Okay? And, I mean, the Tah seems to come out by saying that it's mashma that the Mechaber holds that that which I read Krishma afterwards is a chumrah. It's a chumrah, but really, me'ikah then, I can be, I'm yaitzi the Beis Knesses, right, with the tzibur. Because this is actually Mechaber not to be yaitzi. It's interesting, what's it been in Eisai Mechaber not to be yaitzi? We'll speak about that. But what's interesting is that Mechaber certainly doesn't bring up high going, which doesn't acknowledge that I should say Krishma at all in Shul. What's the purpose of it? There's no point saying Krishma before Tzais. And even on the Yoyin of the Mechaber says, doesn't quote the Mechaber completely that I should Mechaber not to be Yoytzi the Krishma say in Shul. Well, the Mechaber seems to, I mean, the Taz says this, but in other words, in any case, the Mechaber seems to somehow, I mean, this is what the Taz reads, I think it's clear in the Mechaber seems to be somehow giving a certain amount of legitimacy to the Krishma that says before Tzitz HaKachavah. Now, I want to point something very interesting that out like this. I mentioned that Rav HaGoyin, who mentions Kach Noigim Be'alot Yisrael, might in fact be referring to the Rishalmi. Because Rishalmi says, if you read before that, you're not going to say it at all. As the Rusa asks, why do you read it? To be honest, it's a different Torah. But certainly you wouldn't eat with brachas. You wouldn't be Krishna with brachas. In the Rishalmi, it's Mashi, you wouldn't be Krishna with brachas. You might say Krishna to say Pesukim, like you say Ashrei. But the Rishalmi doesn't let on, he's saying with brachas. So, in other words, it's clear that by not bringing of high Goyin, the Mechaber is rejecting the Rishalmi. He's rejecting the Rishalmi. In other words, even the Rabbeinu Yehuda too, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says I should say Krishma with brachas. The Rabbeinu Yehuda is rejecting the Rishalmi too. The Rishalmi, from Rav HaGoyin's Jew, it's only for the Rishalmi. There's no makor, there's no reason to say, to think I should say Krishma with brachas right before Shemot Esrei. So the Mechaber, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, in my opinion, and the Rashba, that was basically the reason Reish Lamed Hei, that I should say with the brachas and read Krishma afterwards, it's decidedly not like the Yerushalmi. There is somehow a value to say Krishma before Tzeis. With the brachas. You can say the brachas before Tzeis. And, no, just by bringing the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mechaber is rejecting the Yerushalmi. The Taz wants to argue, the Mechaber is even rejecting the Rabbeinu Yoina. Because he doesn't say, I should Mechaber not to be Yeis the Krishma in the Shul. It's interesting. What does the Rabbeinu Yehuda say, I should have Kavana not to be Yeis Krishma in the Shul? So the Melt says, some did a Baal Tosef. It's said B'Shem Chazonish, I don't know. That's a shtus, what Baal Tosef is there. I'm saying it again, Michumra. I claim the Rabbeinu Yehuda said it, so I shouldn't forget to say Kriya Shema afterwards. In other words, if a person is Mechaber to be Yaitzeh, he might forget to say Kriya Shema afterwards. He's Mechaber not to be Yaitzeh, he'll remember to say it afterwards. That's what I think the Rabbeinu said. There must be someone who says like me. Anyway, now. Okay, so very good. Let's understand now how the halacha goes. From the Rishalmi, it's clear that before it says, you're not Yaitzeh. The Rishalmi says explicitly. You read before Tzeis, you're not Yaitzeh. The Bavli never made that statement. The Bavli never made that statement. The Rishalmi made the statement. The Rishalmi says, why do I say it earlier? To be honest, the Omed, the Fila, the Tzeis, the Tzeis. The Bavli never said it. In fact, the Bavli brought opinions, which held that what? That you could have to say Kriya Shema before Tzeis. According to the Rishalmi, and certainly of high going, who might be referring to Rishalmi, there's no mention whatsoever that if a tzibur says Krishma and davens before it says, I should say Krishma with the brachas before it says, I should just daven with the tzibur, possibly, according to the analogy, well, according to of high going, and say Krishma afterwards. But I should say brachas with Krishma before that. Okay? So, the Rabbeinu Yehuda and Rashba are on the Rishami. I mean, not about the Rishami, but Ben Rana probably understood from the Bavli that in fact what? There's not, you can say Kriya Shema in Brachas before it says, and just say Kriya Shema afterwards. Okay? That's the opinion. Now, the Mechabel, according to the Taz, is even going further. The Chabel, according to the Taz, is even suggesting that Kumas means I'm late for the Kriya Shema, they said earlier. The Taz picks this up because Mechabel said, I should Mechabel not to be into the Kriya Shema. But I say it to Baruch, I say it later on, you know, Lechumah. Okay, so what we get in the Shulchan Aruch is that certainly before it says, I should say Kriya Shema with brachas with the tzibur, and I'm certainly going to fail, and according to the Taz, I might even be yotzei that Kriya Shema too, and I should be machmir to say it afterwards. And it's interesting is that the Magen Avraham brings in Sif Cotton Bays, that the Oilim is doing like Rabbeinu Tam, to be Yaisi with Kriya Shema, me by John, for the daytime. So he says you should say Kriya Shema Lamita. In other words, the Mechaba didn't read the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, but clearly the Mechaba held that there is a value in Kriya Shema before it says. Okay, so the Magen Avraham, really, but the Brahman says the meaning of Rabbeinu Tam is really sort of like a one step after the Mechaber, but the same idea. Okay, now, I want to, though, look at the Bi'ah HaGur. The Bi'ah HaGur, in my opinion, learns in Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, a totally different day. Says the Bi'agur, it says, let me read the Mechaber again. The Matzibor, if the congregation, Makdim in the Kriyas Kriya Shema Boijoin, if the Tzibor reads Kriya Shema Boijoin, Yikra Iman Kriya Shema Bechasar, you should read Kriya Shema and Rokas with them, Vispal Iman, you should not go with them. Now, says the Gor, the Imat Tzibor, why is the Tzibor davening earlier? Says the Gor, Hainu l'mi shenoyek Rabbi Yehuda. That's if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. K'mo shekosa b'simin re'kam and gimel sef aleph. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv earlier, v'ayin b'rosh. And the Rosh brings Rav Chaim Goyin. Right? And says, Miplaga Minchal by the Kav Yehuda. First of all, the Rosh is asking the question, the Goyin is saying, how could it be that people are davening earlier? They're holding Kav Yehuda. And from Rabbi Yehuda, you can read from Plaga Minchal. From Rabbi Yehuda, you can read from Plaga Minchal. So he hasn't mentioned anything about Kriya Shema. He's just saying, in other words, they're davening Minchal earlier because of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, goes on the going, it says, the Talmidic of any Yonah Kosli, who has come creation of Rishon, like a Karabatena. Right? Kedei, la moi, but truly protect the Vaitena. So first of all, the Ben Yonah says, that I can read Kriya Shema earlier too, to be I'm a feel of protect the Vaitena. The gap of brachas yochel lekroyz, and you read the brachas, came in shishok achama hamilah lekatzas linyan zeh. In other words, since there's a shkias hachama, right? So there it's like a little bit lighter. The gap is zeh, linyan zeh. What linyan zeh? The gap of the brachas. Ukemo shenach shev alvis linyan tefillah, the Rabbi Yehuda. And since it's considered tefillah, the Rabbi Yehuda, Avshalim Kriyishma Eno Laila, even got a Kriyishma Eno Laila, the Eno Zman Shechiva, it's not called Zman Shechiva. So you could say there, Goylel Or came into Shok HaChama. Since the sun has set, you could say Goylel Or. And Avarama, you could say, because the Bokas are not in Kriyishma, etc., etc. Okay? That's what the Goyin says. Okay, now. First of all, it very, very interesting is, the Goyim does quote Rabbeinu Yonah. And it says, a dynasty is all, came in chillers about Kriyashma, Bishar Shekoyos of Besakinesis, Hech Yaisi de Chavis Abrachas, and made a Lila in the Kriyashma. So he says, Ava Bishar Lila Mama, Shibnei Shul Yotsu Chavis, if you like, he came in Shoka Chama, Ava Ala Dina Tfilo Shavis, Kila Kaman, right? Hachanami that he laid a lot of Kriyas Abrachas. In other words, he doesn't bring the Ben Yonah that says explicitly, right? That everything is taking place by Shkias Achama. Right? And then he says, Avarab is on a bracha, on the Kriya Shema, in general. Right? That's what he says. Now, this sentence is lightly in the tefillas, etc., etc. Now, I have a question. I question the following question. It's interesting. This is. He does quote the Rabbeinu Yonah that says, since it's Shkia, it's why would you die in Shkia time? Even though the Beis Yosef brought the Rabbeinu Yonah, he brought Rav Hai, right? You should be Oymet of the Vaitera, right? And he has a question, how do you make brachas the Kriya Shema the Beis HaKnesses? Right? So he says, because they're not brachas the Vatala, because the Rashi brings the Tshuva, right? That you shouldn't worry about the brachas being on Kriya Shema, because because they're like brachas HaTorah and brachas HaMitzvahs. In other words, we're not making a Sheikh Shammah Tzivvano on Kriya Shema. Now, first of all, I have a question. If the Tzibur is reading earlier, Rabbi Yehuda is not speaking about Shkia. He's speaking about Pnach HaMincha. That's the Goyim says. The Tzibur is reading earlier. Ha'ilav Mishanoye, Rabbi Yehuda, Kamo Shekosim, Sim Rishon Gimel, right? Rami Pnach HaMincha, Malik, Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Din of Rabbi Yehuda is not a Shkia. It's a foolish Shkia. It's a Plaga Mincha. It's a Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Plaga Mincha. That's number one. In fact, I want to claim, there's not a single Makor to say that I hold that when it's someone, even according to Chacham, hold after Davin, I can't Davin Ma'ariv Plaga Mincha, but everybody holds I can Davin Ma'ariv after Shkia. There's no Makor to say that I can't Davin Ma'ariv after Shkia. All the Rishayim hold. The Ben Yehuda himself holds that it says Tfilas HaMincha Ala Erev in the fourth parak, meaning until the Shkia. And the Shkia Kedav Ma'ar Michal Chila. And the Ma'ar Michal Chila. So what's the Goyim saying? The Goyim like Rabbi Yehuda. And so Rabbi Yehuda's did it until the Shkia, before the Shkia. Secondly, if you look it's interesting, at the Ben Yonah, there's two Ben Yonahs. I mean, the Ben Yonah that I read does say that why can I make the bracha since it's already Shkia, right? But the Ben Yonah does say to the first Ben Yonah that says, and Beshezer quotes him, right? Why was the Olam Noyeh to recreate Shema before this man? Right? And they bring to say, Lagur Mezvah of Tfila, Bekem Chikrish Mashal Beis HaKnesses, and listen to the Chofa, but they wrote with the Brochas. Okay? And in fact, actually, he says, in other words, the Ben Yonah there, right, doesn't say, in other words, the Ben Yonah doesn't indicate in the beginning, the first part of the Ben Yonah doesn't indicate at all that I have to say, in other words, they're speaking about Netzach Shkia. In fact, the Beis Yosef, after he brings the Ben Yonah, He brings the Shuta Rashba, which says, why can I say brachas? Because it's not brachas on mitzvahs. He doesn't bring this din of Shkia. It's partial to me, it's simple to me, that the Rabbeinu Yena, the Mechaber, is not speaking Bedavka that I'm saying Birchas Krishma Tam Shkia time. I mean, the Mechaber, and I think when the Rabbeinu Yena says that the Olam is going to say Krishma earlier, is probably speaking about that they said it Biboy Jai, before Shkia. So I don't understand the Biagua. The Biagua, it says, the Misha Noyek Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds the same from Lakha Pincha. Why should I assume that they're saying the Kriyashma, you know, and the Brokha is like the Shkia? Doesn't make, in other words, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's interesting, and Rabbi Goyin, which the Rosh quotes, the Rabbi Goyin, which I quote a few. So he says, Mishum Shenirelo, now he says, Rabbi Goyin says, you could say Davud Tzibor, and say Krishma afterwards. But that's Kachesh Rabbi Goyin. Mishum Shenirelo Yosef, this Pilot Fils on Imatzibor, we plug him in Chol Maikab Yehuda, Mimash is Pilot Biyog, he's Bokul Litfila. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh says, and Rabbi Goyin, that he held that it was better to Davud Maile from Plaga Mincha with the tzibor, then being sovereign called the tefillah after tzeis. Which means that the Rosh understood that the question that was being asked from Rav Chaim Goyin was a tzibor that was davening, Shmona Esrei, even before Shkia. Because he says, you take time, the Rosh says on Rav Chaim Goyin, she said Toiv is better than the tefillah with the tzim from Plaga Milcha of Malik Rav Yehuda, right? Then to be something called the tefillah after tzeis. Which means the Rosh understood the question asked for Rav Chaim Goyin was only asked the tefillah Milcha from Plaga Milcha. What's after Shkia? Because there's no makor. I claim there's no makor for the Milcha after the Shkia. There's no makor. No Rishon says you have to daven. I'm sorry. No Rishon says you have to daven Marv. It says Chachavim. Marv can be daven for the Shkia. Look at Shas. I challenge anyone to bring a single Rishon that says that I have to wait till say to daven Marv. Kriyas Shema, yes, but I'm Marv. If you look at the Bi'ah HaGvor, he puts things shatnas. He says, if the Tzibur davens early, he says, like Rabbi Yehuda, which to me means Plaga Mincha. And then he says, V'shalom Rav Chaim, B'plaga Mincha L'mayin, like Rav Yehuda. Which clearly means it would not be married from Plaga Mincha. And then he brings, from the Talmud Rabbeinu Yena, right? Then why can you say the brachas? Because it's after the Shkia. Who's up? What's going after the Shkia? Rav Chaim Goyin and the Rosh are not speaking about after the Shkia. Now, I don't know exactly how to understand that. Well, actually, I do understand, but right now, I don't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Beis Yosef, when he brings the Rabbeinu Yonah and asks how you make the brachas, he brings the Shuta Rashba. That's nothing to do with the Shkia. The Shuta Rashba says, I can make the brachas. Why? Because they're not brachas on the mitzvah. Just like I make brachas in Kriyashma in the fourth hour after 3 hours in the morning, I can make brachas from Lag HaMincha too. Now, I want to claim, what is the Goyin doing? There's no doubt to me that the Mechaber is not speaking about after the Shkia. The Mechaber is speaking about Plaga Mincha. That's clear. That's Lush of the Lush. And that makes sense. Because why would you say that Tzibur, right? In other words, if the Tzibur is davening early, it means like Rabbi Yehuda from Plaga Mincha. It can't be after the Shkia. And after Shkia, they're not being maktib. I claim the following thing. I claim that the Goyin held Shema, before the Shkia, there's no Makor in the Shas. There's no Makor in the Shas. Meaning that what? The Braisa that the Bavli brings, like the Meiri says, is speaking probably around the Shkia time. Like the Yerushalmi says. Because Yerushalmi says, HaKoyle Koyim Lachem Lo Yotza. Yerushalmi that I read you. And the Ushami said that's speaking about a Safik. Why is the Safik? The Safik Yom, Safik Laila. In other words, the Ushami, the Bavli, did not present any sheet of any Tana who said you could read Krishma before Shkia. All the different Tanayim, the Ushami, were speaking about Krishma from Shkia and onwards. Like the Tosefta says, right? Or the Ushami says that. It says from this, the Tuma are very close to each other in Shia. What I claim that what the Goyim does here, the Bi'a HaGloth, is the Goyim ultimately rejected the Shita of those Rishonim, namely the Rabbeinu Tam, that you can read Kriya Shema earlier. There was no Makor to that. So, if in fact, in other words, Rav Haigoy was saying, I shouldn't read Kriya Shema earlier. Why? Because that's before Yom. That's before Yom. It's before the Shkia. The Goyim understood there is no Shita like that. In other words, if I'm going to make brachas, it has to be at the Shkia. So what the Goyim did, he read into the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he doesn't mean so many Yain at the end. He read into the Shulchan Aruch that the Kriya Shema that's being said here is being said after the Shkia. But the fact is, that's a contradiction to saying that they're being noyed like Rabbi Yehuda. Because whoever reads, says, whoever davens after the Shkia is certainly not being noyed like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Chachamim. What is Meir Treibitz saying? Meir Treibitz is saying the following thing. The Goyim is rejecting the Rabbeinu Tam. The Goyim is saying whoever says Kriya Shema before the Shkia is relying upon a mitzvah that has no makor in the Shas, and how chas v'shalom can the Mechaber say like that? So either the Mechaber ben Shkia, or I'm going to make the Mechaber ben Shkia. And there, Agav, I think I once saw in the Maaseh Rav that the Goyim Paskins, that they davened Kriya Shema earlier for the day, you shouldn't daven with them at all. You should daven by yourself in private. I think it's a Maaseh Rav like that. Now, in my opinion, the Goyim is arguing on the Mechaber. He's not arguing explicitly on the Mechaber. He's bringing reasons and Mekoyres that have absolutely nothing to do with the Mechaber. That's what the Goyim is doing. Now, this is very, very interesting. We know from the Goyim that he rejected many minhagim and halachas the Shulchan Aruch because they had no makor and shas. I claim this is what he's doing here too. In fact, he's arguing on his alter zayin, his great grandfather. His great grandfather Paskin in the Bera Goyla, like the Rabbeinu Yoina, and at least the first part of the Rabbeinu Yoina is Mashma, as the Mechaber understood it, is speaking about Kriya Shema before Yom from the daytime. And the God is arguing on him. He says, no, it's speaking about Shkia. No, of course he'll say, he's speaking about the Rabbeinu Yoina, brings afterwards, that since the brachas are being said at Shkia, you can say it's nighttime. But the fact is, the part when the Rabbeinu Yoina begins, and certainly, if you bring Rav Haigoyin and the Rosh, certainly we're speaking about davening and saying Kriya Shema before the Shkia. So, I claim what the Goyim did was basically to say that the Pesach of the Mechaber is only speaking about after Shkia when we have Shitas of Tanoim who hold the Kriya after Shkia. And even that you're not Yotze. That's the Rishonim. But that we're speaking about Kriya Shema Mibayjon, that can't be. Because that's true. The Rosh Hashanah of Haigoy, the Rosh Hashanah of Haigoy, you don't even say Kriya Shema. You just dabble with the tzitzit. You certainly don't say brachas. You say, you daven with the tzibah, shemana esed, to be papal tzibah, and then you say it afterwards. Now, This brings us to a very, very interesting point, and this is really what I want to discuss. We see clearly that the Goyim held that there is no halachic basis for any minhag that doesn't have a source in the Shas. Turn out the cooler. That's the Goyim held. Now the Goyim held says that the same Krishma for the Shkia has no value whatsoever, like a high Goyim said. You can die with the tzibur, basically what you have to want. So the Goyim held that there's no makor whatsoever for something like that. And therefore, for sure, the Shulchan Aruch, even if that's not what he meant, he doesn't indicate that he meant that for sure, has to be learned that he's thinking about what? For the time of the Shkia. Which, by the way, in my opinion, is inconceivable, because there's no opinion that says I have to double marry, I can't double marry with the Shkia. Which is part of a paradox here. Because Kriyishma is being 76 Chachavim. We have to be so called Rabbi Yechanan. But you can double marry when? From Shkia. But, in any case, that's the Goyim held. So the Goyim held that there isn't any... One cannot sustain a minute which contradicts the Shas.
It's not a paradox.
They're telling you two different things. No, but it comes up eventually. No, they're telling you two things. But if I hold a Kabbi Yerichan, I said a Gulna Tefillah, and I come a Shubat Levi, then they are connected. In other words, if the din is...
Connected, but in terms of the...
No. In terms of Kriyishma Tefillah, you're right. Right, because Tefillah goes like the Korban, which is until the Shkia, and Kriyishma goes like the Shabbacha. But if I hold, I have to hold the Tefillah, which I suppose I do, I mean, the Chachila, right? Then it turns out that I can't say Kriyish, I mean, in other words, I have to move my Shemana Esra until it says. I can't say Shemana before it says. That's an interesting, that's a very funny din. Then I want to carry up Yechelon, I have to say Shemana Esra after it says. That's a funny din. No one says that I have to say, you know, Shemana Esra after it says. But in any case, But the Magen Avraham, like I said before, the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, says, for oilam nagu akshab ki kabeinu tam. The oilam is not a kabeinu tam. She yaitse be kriya shmach, she go beza kines al pishu, we boi join. Aba kol odam yachmi al yatsumai. Person be machmet to read kriya shma. Meaning what? Meaning the following thing. Either I have to say to the Magen Avraham, and by the way, the Taz also brings the minute, he brings the Rav Yoh, that there used to be creation for that. Either I have to say the Bogan of Taz says that what? A minik that argues on the Shas is a minik. Or you could say what I wanted to say, that really ultimately the Rebbe Thomas came from the Shas too. In words, the Goyim understood the Goyim certainly was not learning the way I'm learning in the Rebbe Taz. The Goyim understood the minik of Rebbe Taz was punishment, a din that was a contradiction to the Shas. And that no one, you shouldn't say Krishma Brochus with them. It's probably Brochus of Atoma, going to Brochus of Atoma. It's the end of the Shkia. But certainly, that's what these Rishonim held. These Rishonim held that you could say it at that time. So in other words, the going clearly held is that a minute the country of the Shas, right, you have to throw out. And the going is learning in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is speaking about after the Shkia. Like I said before, that's very, very difficult. That is very difficult to sustain in the Mechano. Since the Rosh says that Rav Chaim Goyim is speaking about, reading from Plag HaMincha, and there brings a Ben Yonah. Now, which comes to a very interesting thing, which I want to actually leave right now here, is that, you know, to what extent is the Gemara a makor for the halacha? So, if you learned a bit of Tam like I learned, or whatever, in other words, or maybe, you know, whatever's supposed to say the bit of Tam, then, you know, then for certainly the meaning, or the sheet of a bit of Tam, is expressed in the meaning of saying, you know, Kriya Shema earlier, you would say that's a makor in Shas. But in other words, the going felt clearly that there is no makor in Shas. And because of that, according to the Goyim, I'm sure the Brach is a Brach Lovatala. For the good Rach, it's a Brach Lovatala. And that's why that's the Maaseh Rav. I think, I'm sure you're the Maaseh Rav of the Goyim. That the daven early, you should daven Yechidus. It's a Brach Lovatala. Unless it's an Efeshkir. That's the Shiddus of the Goyim. But now, what I wanted to say is I wanted to read from the Hagdama of the two sons of the Gaon to the Bi'ah Gaon Shulchan Aruch. So they write very beautiful about the Gaon, you know, Mustaka Gaon, Mustaka Jesus. Okay? So they say like this, Im Tidkach Enech Achi, if you open up your eyes, pay attention, and you actually look at the Gaon's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, if you look for the truth, the Beis Yosef called broad opinions and would analyze them. For us, he brought the opinions together. Our great grandfather, right, who wrote the Be'er HaGoyla. He brought the Makoyas, the Beis Yosef, the Be'er HaGoyla brings the Makor, the source, the Beis Yosef brings. But the Goy, that means the Gor, the Chibir Ozeh, Heres Makoy Kotev Adevu Gemar Mufresh is Babi Rushami, or the Be'erash Matoyas, but the Goy went beyond the Makoyas, the Beis Yosef, he went to the Babli. Mashloshi ilu mar beshez the bar the beshez what they could even think of that. The chol kav kav by name of zulas bepule mabuke bezuke. No one could ever think of these makayas. Venir and panim chadashos. Seems like panim chadashos. What's he speaking about? Panim chadashos. First of all, who cares? If the makor is this, makor is that. Who cares? I bet the Yehuda Rashi was on the makor. I want to say that the sons of the Goyim were saying that in the Bi'ah HaGor, the Goyim learned in the Shulchan Aruch that either it fits in the Shas or will make it fit into the Shas. In other words, the Goyim was taking the Mechaber and basically, where he thought that he might be arguing on the Shas, the Goyim took the Mechaber and basically put him into the Shas. Up to the point, Lo Shilo Mar that they say that they say that we don't recognize the Pesach Halacha from the Goy. So the Goy was arguing the Mechaber. That's what I want to collect. So we see clearly a very interesting issue. First of all, we see clearly the Goy held himself to be a plukter of the Mechaber. He held himself to be a Rishon. Because the Mechaylis of the Mechaber are from the Rishonim. So the Goy held himself to be one of the Rishonim. But we see clearly that the Bi'ah Gaon was not just giving Makoros and sources, he was actively arguing the Mechaber, especially if the Mechaber was bringing a law and din which the Gaon said had no source in the Shas. Okay, interesting food for thought. We will continue on I want to speak next year on really the status, the Chasimus HaShas and the Halacha. And we will continue that next week. In any case, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalayim Yom HaKodesh, have a good week, Kol Tov.